Today is a special edition of our program as we bring you part one of our two-week coverage from the North American International Auto Show in Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. We're broadcasting directly from the floor of the Ford booth, surrounded by the latest car models, the latest technology, cool car concepts, interesting new ideas. And we're going to speak with some of the minds behind one of the leaders in the auto industry, Ford Motor Company. So we can't begin to truly understand Ford without speaking to our first guest, Bill Ford. As the great-grandson of Henry Ford and executive chairman of Ford Motor Company, Bill knows a thing or two about cars and the auto industry and the Ford Motor Company. The Ford family has been in the auto industry for over 100 years, and Bill for somewhat less than that, but he's going to join us now to share his views on the current state of the company and the industry. So how do you see your role in helping to helping Ford to navigate those changes?
You know, I have been in this industry a long time, and I've also seen technology for technology's sake, forgetting the customer. And I remember some of our some of the players in our industry introduced vehicles in the past laden with technology, and people had no idea what to do with it. And it didn't make their lives better. It didn't make their lives easier. And so... You know, we just need to take a step back and chart out a course that, with the customer always in mind, saying, what can we do to actually make their lives easier and better? And so, because the technology itself, there's not a lot that's terribly proprietary about the technology. As interesting as it is, and as ubiquitous as it's becoming, it's the company that can put it together in a thoughtful fashion, I think, is the company that's going to win. The difference today is great ideas happen all around the world. I mean, it's not just Silicon Valley and it's not just Detroit. I mean, we have people coming to us with ideas from universities and startups literally around the world. And so a lot of it is just a mindset within your company. You have to remain very open-minded. And I think most importantly, you have to be curious as a company. And you have to understand you don't have all the answers. In many cases, you don't even know what the questions are. I think that a disease that that was certainly rampant in Detroit for many years was this notion that we had all the answers here in Detroit. And as I say, we at Ford understand that not only do we not have all the answers, we're still working on the questions. But I think as long as we remain open-minded and very curious, we can win and will win. But we've got some incredibly talented people. And our people, you know, are really energized by this new world that we're entering into. And to me, it's the most exciting time in my career.
One of the ways that you've announced as a company where you really want to change the game is moving from a company that just makes iron to a mobility company. And that really opens up the possibilities for business model innovation.
Well, our business model has to change and has to innovate. And I think if, put another way, you know, I've been asked, well, can you do both? I think the answer is if we didn't do both, what would happen to our company? And, you know, we would be, if we did nothing and if we just described ourselves as the existing business model that we've had for 100 years or more, then we would be in time selling to an ever smaller group of potential buyers. Conversely, transportation as a service is about twice the size of our traditional market. And if we can find ways to monetize that and play in different revenue streams in that, not only can we actually add value to our customers, we can add great value to our shareholders.
So what do you see as the big challenges for Ford going forward?
It's going to be really fun and really interesting because if we were, you know, look, every show that I've been part of for, you know, 1,000 years, it feels like, you know, it's always been about the hardware. And it's been who's got the, you know, the hot styling, who's got the hot engine, who's got the, you know, the coolest display. That's all still important. But what's now, you get it at this show, and you're getting it on our stand for sure, is it's the software side and the integration of the two and how the vehicle interacts with the world around it. That's what's changing so dramatically. And so, I think... It was really interesting as we were thinking about telling our story, our Ford story at this show. It was a very different story this year. And as I said in the past, it was always about the hardware, the hardware, the hardware. And yes, we had some software. We certainly had a very successful Sync platform. But I think you're seeing now a much broader recognition of the integration of the two and how we have to play in both worlds.